Today I'm going to speak about bananas and patience. When we practice Zazen, or Zen in general, it's very important to cultivate patience, both for ourselves and the practice itself. So what is patience? One definition is that it's the acceptance of things as they are. That is, not getting caught up in how we want things to be, but just things as they are. Now the bananas. I recently bought a bunch of green bananas at Whole Foods. And when I brought them home, I put them in a bowl to ripen. And the next morning I checked, and they were still green, but a little less so. And I noticed myself wondering, with some impatience, how long it would take for them to ripen. And in that moment, it occurred to me that these unripe bananas were a wonderful metaphor for our practice. When we start out, we are all green. And as we continue to practice, we become a little less so. If we keep going, slowly and gradually, our practice begins to ripen. And eventually, like the bananas, we become more fully ripe. Ripe enough to remove our outer skin of ideas, beliefs, and projections, to reveal our true nature, our banana nature. So continuing the metaphor, like the banana, we cannot force or rush ourselves in the process of ripening. All we can do is sit and allow this ripening to occur on its own. Regarding the idea of patience, Suzuki Roshi wrote, "I have always said that you must be very patient if you want to understand Buddhism, but I have been seeking a better word than patience." The usual translation of the Japanese word nin is patience, but perhaps constancy is a better word. You must force yourself to be patient, but in constancy there is no particular effort involved. There is only the unchanging ability to accept things as they are. So I would quarrel a little bit with Suzuki, because I think constancy and true patience are the same thing. True patience does not involve any kind of force. It's just accepting the fact that bananas will ripen on their own, that we will ripen on our own. So going back to practice, we don't practice to attain something. We practice to allow the natural process of ripening to unfold. And then there's an old Chinese proverb which says, "Patience is power. With time and patience, the mulberry leaf becomes silk." So when practicing, simply stay present to this moment, not wishing the moment will come when we can eat the banana. If we do not practice in this way, we will probably get angry, frustrated, and losing compassion for ourselves and for others. So we just receive this present moment, pleasant or unpleasant, just as it is. Not being seduced by the desire for some enlightenment or some other imagined state of holiness. Just this moment. This is a quote from W. H. Auden. Quote, "Perhaps there is only one cardinal sin, impatience. Because of impatience, we were driven out of paradise. And because of impatience, we cannot return." Paradise is this moment. And if we don't accept this moment just as it is, and we're trying to get to another moment, then we will be driven out of paradise, the paradise of this present moment. If we don't stay with this moment, just as it is, we will not return to paradise. But this leaving and returning is also our practice, right? If we sit with our breath, or we count with our breath, you know, we count two or three times, and boom, we've lost paradise. But our practice is to return when we realize we've lost our breath. So we come back to that present moment of breath, and we return to paradise over and over and over again. until we all become ripe bananas. Thank you.